The End of the Day with Douglas E. Welch, part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a 30 podcasts in 30 days challenge. For more information, visit dogdaysofpodcasting.com. For more information on End of the Day, visit my word at douglasewelch.com. Self-doubt. It always amazes me how one word or small phrase can change my mood from one extreme to another in the passing of a single breath. It happened today, over something small, but one response to something I said sent me into a fit of self-doubt that still lingers with me even as I write this. Self-doubt is my enemy right now, even more than usual, so it doesn't take much to trigger it and all the associated responses. As is often the case, no one is tougher on us than ourselves, and this is especially true of me. I only need a small shove to head down that path. I've always been what might be called a sensitive person. I don't think it's ever served me well. I quickly pick up on the moods and attitudes of those around me and begin to feel them, even if I don't have any particular association with what's happening. Being near someone having an argument or complaining about something is enough to send me out of a coffee house or restaurant just to escape the feelings that start to take over. Call it excessive empathy or sensitivity or having no sense of humor or can't take a joke, as I have often been accused. Of course, trying to explain this to others is a futile exercise. It's very hard to understand something like this from the outside. Heck, I barely understand it myself. I only know what I feel and how I react to specific situations, but others often think I'm just being silly or capricious or have some ulterior motive. More likely, I just want to remove myself from the situation or do whatever I can to prevent being in the situation in the first place. It's like I see the train coming down the tracks and I step off the tracks long before everyone else, just to be safe. Often my trigger points are the verbalization of doubts and fears I'm already feeling deeply myself. This suddenly wrenches my thinking back to the problem when I'm not prepared to deal with it. Sometimes, ignoring a problem is the only way of dealing with it at the moment. I try to make things better when I can, but I also know when it's better to do as Scarlett O'Hara did and think about it tomorrow. The trouble with this is that others don't know when I'm capable of dealing with an issue and when I'm not, so they only do what they can do and talk about it or try to solve it. This typically only sends me further down the rabbit hole, though. I'm getting better at telling people what's going on within this weird head of mine, but it can still be difficult, especially when I'm surprised with a word or turn of phrase that touches that sore spot that no one can really see. There are days I want to wear a sign that says, "It's not you, it's me," just so people know that I'm truly not in my right mind, at least in the frame of mind to deal with the larger issues of life and legacy. The End of the Day with Douglas E. Welch, part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a 30 podcasts in 30 days challenge. For more information, visit dogdaysofpodcasting.com. For more information on End of the Day, visit my word at douglasewelch.com.